Questions for Trent Taylor.
You have memories of your Vangel days scoring, 76 points. The way you guys are putting up points, how much fun is that?
Yeah, that's a rare game. You put up 76 points like that. I know those are fun days back at Evangel doing that. We do that every now and then. And just to come to college and be doing the same thing, it's a whole lot of fun. I love it.
When you saw the tape this week studying the film, did you expect y'all to have some opportunity to score this many points?
Oh, yeah. We knew going into it, the coaches showed us all the film. We watched a bunch of film on them, and we knew that those big play opportunities were going to be there. And coaches kind of just put it on our backs, said we got to go make the plays out there. And all those great plays that the whole receiving core made, I think we met that standard.
What was it like to have your guy back out there in Hunter?
Oh, it was wonderful. Just having him back as a leader, a competitor, is just a great guy to have out there next to you out there on the field, because you know that he'll fight for you. He'll fight for you till it says zero on the clock, and that's just the kind of player you need out there on the field.
Talk about Cody's play today. I mean, you're a guy that can catch the ball, wherever it's thrown, but Cody today, especially on the deep balls early, really, set the tone for himself, I guess, and just seemed to be spot on all day.
Yeah, that's been a good strength of Cody's all season. I remember watching him at the beginning of the season just hitting those deep balls like it was nothing. So he just came out there. I'm sure his shoulder's feeling a little more healthy, and so he just did what he's been doing all season, just hit the right spots.
During the third quarter, they got within four, and then you had those back-to-back touchdown passes to touchdown catches. You're not so bold. But be able to put the game away at that point, did you feel like that would be enough after watching what they've done and some of the points that they've put up this year?
I would say it was kind of a relief, because the whole game up to that point was neck and neck. Every time we would score, they scored, and we missed a couple drives and they kept scoring. So we were prepared for the game to go down to the fourth quarter, and we just kept fighting, and then they finally flinched, and we were able to carry away with it.
Do you feel like with the pregame mood in the locker room that this team was chomping at the bit to get back out there after Old Dominion last week? And I know that you probably shouldered a lot of that with the fumble in the first half and knowing that y'all could have put away right there, and as well as the conference championship. But did you feel like y'all were just chomping at the bit?
Oh, for sure. I remember Sunday after the game, we were all just up here at the locker room ready to get it going, just hoping it was going to be Saturday. And I know all week it felt like the clock was moving slow. We were all ready for it, and we all came in this game prepared and ready to make up for our mistakes last week, and that's exactly what we did.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thanks, you.